sweets, crisps and fizzy drinks could soon be sold under cigarette-style plain packaging under plans revealed today. In moves to help combat the obesity epidemic, major brands such as Cadbury, Walker's Crisps, Coca-Cola and others would be forced to abandon their vibrant designs. Instead, they would be compelled to use a uniform drab design intended to put off consumers, as happened with cigarette packs. Simon Stevens, who's chief exec of the NHS, said last week the obesity crisis was becoming the new smoking. The commentator Emma Wolfe is with us today, the Irish Mirror columnist and personal trainer Siobhan O'Connor. Morning, Siobhan.
Morning.
Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Well, what do you think, Emma? Let's start with you.
Yeah, it's a big thumbs down from me, I'm afraid. I think this was a simplistic approach. I feel like it's a lazy kind of strategy. Oh, look, it worked with cigarette packaging. Let's just do the same for junk food. And I've long argued that we need to tackle the problem of junk food and especially, obviously, obesity amongst children. But the way that you do that, in short, is promoting healthy food, education for children, and good nutrition, good nutritional habits and information, which starts early, i.e. in school, at home.
The point
it doesn't tackle any of the underlying issues. Oh, I know, let's just take all the, you know, I mean, the big commercial.
It's never going to happen either.
Can you imagine
those iconic brands?
Do you know how powerful they are?
Well, exactly. The red and white iconic brand of Coca-Cola, that particular colour of purple that's synonymous with Cadbury's around the world.
To let them put, you know, a fat person on the front of that the way they've done with packaging with the diseased lungs. There's absolutely no way this is going to happen, which is why I feel like it's very tick box kind of lazy suggestion.
I don't think so at all, Emma. I mean, are you a mom, Emma? Do you have kids yourself?
Well, let's not. We don't need to get into any personal situations with any of our commentators, Siobhan.
Know.
So let's just deal with the issue rather than personalise
it,
please.
The problem is, though, I'm a mum of two, and of course, absolutely, sorry to get personal there, but I'm a mum of two, and I absolutely think this is the best idea ever, because when you go to the supermarket with your toddler in tow, it's an absolute nightmare because of those bright colour packaging. And, you know, it's a marketing dream. You know, like it's almost like toxic for kids to have these bright colours in their faces and they want to run towards them and grab them. I mean, I've had it on occasion where I've actually been lambasted by a store worker because my child was, obviously I should have been controlling the child, but it's very hard. You've got a baby in one arm, the toddler in the other, and you're doing the shopping and they're attracted to these bright colours. So I think it's a fantastic idea to, you know, basically market them in a different way, just put them plain packaging. No BS with this, and it'll really help mothers in shops to prevent their kids wanting to go after these kind of toxic treats.
But where does this stop?
Sorry, there is absolutely no reason why a packet of crisps or a chocolate bar shouldn't be part of a healthy diet. I don't want us to put them in plain packaging. What I'm asking is that we promote and reduce the prices of healthy food so that we get kids excited about bananas and tangerines and apples and all the other things that are good for us, as well as enjoying treats as part of a balanced, healthy diet. It's not about it's not like cigarettes, which we know cause, you know, lung cancer and death and all sorts of other things. That's not the point at all. And there is absolutely no way these corporations are going to, there's absolutely no way these corporations are going ever to give up their packaging, and they're huge. I mean, they're worth billions. That industry is worth billions.
But
the government
processed
needs
sugar,
to
Emma,
healthy
Emma, the
food and education.
Processed sugar is really bad for us. Processed sugar is leading towards, so say some researchers, a lot of various cancers out there. Processed sugar is enemy number one. You know, I mean, okay, it's not as bad as cigarettes, but it's nearly up there. And
it's a ridiculous thing to say. Processed sugar is enemy number one. I literally don't even know where you're coming from with that.
Sugar,
carbohydrates, protein, and fat are all part of a healthy, balanced
good
diet.
Sugar.
I've written for many years about people who become overly obsessed with it, clean eating and orthorexia, where you become obsessive about avoiding sugar, avoiding fat, and all it does is make you extremely miserable, depressed and unhealthy. Children need to understand that it's all part of a healthy diet.
I don't think it's part of a healthy diet at all. And I'm not a sugar Nazi. I do let them have the odd bit. But if they're attracted to these bright colours in shops, where does it end? I mean, it's a marketing dream to have all these attractions for kids in shops. And it's everywhere. And we can't get away from it. So this is a fantastic idea. It's a brilliant move. I think, you know, maybe the big multi-corporations will get a little bit of a kick up, you know what, if this actually goes into play. I mean, the medics are saying it's a good idea. We know sugar is, and I'm going to say it's enemy number one. And it's really, really hard as a mother to make the kids eat healthy if they're attracted to these packages.
It's an absolutely ridiculous idea, because where does it end? We're literally going to have the entire supermarket. We're going to be running up and down the aisles arguing that this one should be in plain packaging, that this one's okay. It's absolutely ludicrous. There is no way this is ever going to happen. Absolutely. I don't know if you know how much Coca-Cola or Roundtree's or Bourneville or whoever or any of these big companies are worth. There's absolutely no way they're going to give up their most powerful thing, which is marketing. What, so we're not going to advertise these things anymore?
And where does
anymore?
It stop, by the way?
Where does it stop?
But because if we...
Everything's dangerous.
Well, precisely. If these foods, Emma Wolfe and Siobhan O'Connor... Siobhan, let's put this point to you. If these foods, if the packaging was banned, what do they do next? Start to make cars all the same boring colour because they emit pollutants? The world would turn into a farcical planet.
Well, we should be getting rid of packaging anyway to save the universe. So I think this is a great move, because this will actually help, you know, in the long run. And, you know, Emma made a great point there about the bananas and everything. They are naturally beautiful colours. Kids will be more attracted to the banana if you had a packet of crisps than a plain old packet. Do you know what I mean? Like, kids need to, as Emma said, rightly said, they need to be more kind of interested in good foods like natural sugars, fruit, you know, all that sort of stuff. And that will naturally happen if we have a good balance out there in supermarkets. You could still, as Emma said, have your sweet treat. However, we need to get children more interested in the good sugars as opposed to the bad processed sugar, which, again, is not doing our society any favours. Obesity, well, the stats are out there.
I agree with a lot of that. And a far more workable approach is to reduce, as we have been doing, is to reduce levels of sugar and salt gradually within processed foods. And people don't notice over time, you know, salt and things like that, levels of salt have come down in recent years. And that's a far more workable, that's a far more sort of practical approach. There's no way that we're going to end up with everything just in plain plastic bags. Although there are much more environmentally friendly ways that we can do that.
That's right. I mean, we need to be thinking of the environment as well, Emma. And I just think this is a really, really interesting, innovative approach. And I just think it's fantastic. I think it should be rolled out.
Norman.
Stephen.
Oh, Stephen. I hesitated there because I would have kept you off if I hadn't realised it was you.
I know, Stephen. I never heard such nonsense in all my life.
Why?
I work in a bakery. Are we going to hide all the bakery products? Apple cakes, buns, cakes?
Apple cake.
Are we going to hide all
I
that?
I would actually kill for a hot apple cake with fresh cream on top. I would kill for it.
Are we going to hide all this stuff under the counter? People know what their kids like and what they don't like and what they can't eat and what they can't. They don't need all these people to tell them. Are we going to close all the fish and chip shops down? Burger King, McDonald's? Come on. People need to...
Well, what are we going to do about the obesity crisis when you have the head of the NHS saying this is the new smoking? I remember Michael McBride, the chief medical officer in Northern Ireland, tell me, it was a few years ago, but him telling me that obesity was a ticking time bomb for the NHS, given the amount that it's costing our health service.
Stephen, I know I'm overweight. I try to do something about it. And there's lots of people trying to do something about it.
And we're failing. We're getting fatter.
It's all to do with the processed food. If we just ate like our ancestors, Norman, if we just ate from the ground, if we just went back to bog basic Stone Age eating, we'd eliminate the obesity crisis and we'd all be looking
better. It's not as easy that
living longer.
Everybody's body mass is entirely different. If you look at rugby players, these people are training every day. And yet they're still 18 and 19 stone. So it's
Norman,
a lot of nonsense.
That's because they're muscle. These guys are pure muscle.
Yes.
And listen, you've made a really good point about the bakery, right? Your buns and your apple turnovers and all the lovely things, they're not in packaging. They're all plain and we all want to eat them. So the idea about smell, though, Emma, that's the smell of them. We're lured by our
So now we should ban smells. Let's ban smells as well, guys.
Everything that you eat has sugar or chemicals in it. So are we going to ban all chemicals out of colouring out of food? Are we going to ban all that next? Where does it end? We can't even tackle the alcohol problem that we have. the cheap drink been sold, and they've been talking for years of tackling that, and they haven't done nothing about it.
Siobhan?
I think, you know, Norman, you're onto something there about the alcohol, but that again is the lure of the packaging. But you know what, Norman, I think this is a fantastic idea, because if we start with packaging, we can basically eliminate the toxic sugar content. We don't even know how much sugar is in. Like added sugars, the hidden sugars, is about 25 million different names for sugar. And all of that processed sugar is killing our kids. And we really need to get with the program here.
They put chemical in the food to give it a longer shelf, a life on the shelf.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So we're going to ban.
Would you say
that
there, Norman? I'd be banning you. You say that again.
Yes, I could ban you, Stephen. You're not allowed into my house. Only joke.
I'd be down for a wee cup of tea.
Yes, any time.
Apple turnover. But you know,
yes, no problem.
Baking with your kids at home is fantastic. You know, you can use coconut sugar now. They still like it. It's still sweet, but it's a natural sugar from the ground. It's not processed. It's not white. You know, you can actually get your kids interested, as Emma was pointing out earlier, you know, about healthy eating. But if they're more into, they might be more excited about baking with their parents then, rather than, you know, the allure of these bright packages if they're not into
it. If you go into the shopping centre on a Saturday and go into the town on a Saturday, these fast food outlets are packed with families with children. And some families, they don't even cook a dinner at night. They just ring up and get a carry out delivered to the home. So they do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it is a problematic issue, but I think we could take small steps like this and really help towards, you know, obliterating the obesity crisis, Norman.
Well, it's up to each individual how they want to treat their body. And if they don't want to lose weight, or they just want to carry on with the same lifestyle they have, well, that's up to them. That's the way I look at it.
Okay.
The problem is,
they know what's right and what's wrong.
Listen, I want to say thank you very much indeed, and sorry to cut you off, Siobhan, and to you, Emma, thank you.